Hey there, this is Seth Wires from Channel 9 coming to you from Wisconsin Dells, Wisconsin at that conference. If we're lucky, Carl,
yep,
there might be some smoke coming up from here because this fire thing.
It's totally real.
I mean, you can hear, like,
yeah,
my knees
it's crackling.
Are burning. My knees are burning. Oh, here we go. Here we go. We're getting it. And as we know, smoke follows beauty. So the thing I love about that conference, how many times have you been to that?
This
conference?
Is my third that conference.
Okay, so, wow, it's really.
Yeah, they're really pouring it on. Ed, wet
man,
wood.
What's going on? That's pretty hardcore.
Wet
oh,
wood.
Goodness. So why don't you introduce yourself? We'll talk about that conference.
Yes, I'm Carl Schweitzer. I'm a Microsoft MVP in Windows development.
Fantastic.
And I'm also co-host of the MS Dev Show. Everybody should watch the MS Dev Show.
We put them on Channel 9, don't we?
Yes, we are on Channel 9.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, we talk to a lot of project managers, developers on the product teams that are making some of the projects that people use every day.
Absolutely.
We talk to people about Azure Functions from the Azure Function team. We also talk to other MVPs and people who have just experts in that field. We've recently talked about localization and globalization, how to do that in your apps.
Okay.
Not just Windows apps, but also iOS and Android, because Microsoft is making stuff for everybody now.
Sure.
And it's great that we can have that focus on Microsoft, but include everybody who's
Absolutely.
Not directly under that Microsoft umbrella.
So let's talk a little bit about sort of the show goal. So if someone were to say, well, what is the MS Dev Show and what are your goals? How would you respond?
So we want to cover topics that things that a Microsoft developer would find interesting. Right. So that's our first goal. So we want to please that audience.
Okay.
Number two, myself and my co-host Jason Young, he's a Microsoft employee, we just love talking about tech. We love learning, and it's a way for us to have another outlet, not only to learn, but to share what we've learned. Myself, I do speaking at local user groups
sure.
and conferences like this.
Like that conference.
That conference, exactly. And this is just another way for me to get out there and just share my enthusiasm for these technologies because, to me, technology is modern day magic.
We are like brothers from another mother because everything he said is exactly why I love what I do. So what's your favorite part of actually doing these interviews?
So doing these interviews, there's always something like you don't expect to learn or conversations just go sideways, but in a good way.
Right.
Recently we had Scott Hunter on to talk about .NET
He's
Core.
Fantastic.
Amazing. I just was honored to have him as a guest. And, you know, I thought we were just going to talk about, you know, what's .NET Core today, what's going on. But he kind of did like a full history of the past of it, why they made the decisions to get them in the bind that .NET Core is fixing, and then what's the roadmap a year out, where we're going to be in a better place than where we are even right now. So it's like we went in there with the goal of just enlightening people on the current state, and we got this beautiful history of the technology.
We'll have to put a link to that episode below so people
yeah.
can watch it. Yeah, Scott Hunter is one of those guys that he's just like, look, this is here, this is there, this is how we're going to do. And there's no fluff about him whatsoever.
No, and he says it with such confidence, you know it's going to be there.
Sure, sure. So tell us about the technologies that you're interested in personally that you work on.
So personally, I love client-based technologies. I love the XAML-based technologies. I really got excited about Windows Phone, and that really kind of drew me into the intricacies of XAML and that. That evolved into universal applications. And what's really cool about UWP nowadays is it's not just having, you know, a phone app or having a desktop app. One of the things I've really been diving deep into is IoT, which there are multiple pieces to IoT. But when you're talking about the device side, the code you're writing is another UWP app.
Sure.
Which for me is it's that same skill set that I've developed and loved, and I can just express in a new form now.
Interesting. So when you say UWP, the first thing I thought of was like a Windows Store application, but that's not sort of the only thing you can do with it.
No, you can do the entire spectrum of devices that Microsoft supports from IoT. You can do mobile applications, tablets, desktops, even the big Surface hubs and the giant touchscreens that we have out there. And Windows Holographic, those are UWP applications.
That's amazing.
In fact, one of the first things I did, I have a HoloLens, is I took my favorite Twitter app on UWP. Yes, lucky. I took is Tweetium, and that's a UWP app. I went to the store, downloaded it, and was using the regular 2D Tweetium app in my HoloLens to to look at my tweets.
That's amazing. So let's talk about UWP specifically with IoT.
Yes.
Because my sense is that we say that it's all the same everywhere, but there's got to be some differences.
So
what is specific about IoT that some considerations that you need to have when you're looking at IoT?
So one of the things I really like about what Microsoft brings to IoT, first of all, there are two different sides, and we need to remember that. A lot of people hear IoT, they're like, I'm going to go out and buy a Raspberry Pi, and I'm going to do stuff. Well, that's one half. The device is the thing.
Sure.
But what's nice is Microsoft has a Windows 10 IoT core, and with that, we get all of the benefits that Microsoft has baked in about like Secure Boot, App Locker. There's a ton of security. And that's one of the real reasons to choose Microsoft is they've thought through all of these security pieces. And you get them on, they're turned on by default. Mm-hmm. With a lot of the Linux distros, if they're even there, which in many cases they're not baked in, you have to turn them on. They're all off by default.
I see.
So if you're looking for more of a turnkey solution, something that's more foolproof, Microsoft has that solution.
And that's interesting because there's a lot of security concerns around the Internet of Things because now, I mean, effectively, if you're not secure, you're going to have some dude in a van outside turning your lights on and off in your house.
Yeah, and I'm a consultant, and that's like the number one thing is they always go, okay, why should I be using this? Why can I trust this? And we go through all the steps, like I mentioned, the different technologies that make the device secure.
Sure.
But there's also the cloud portion too. And what I really like about IoT, other than the fact that on the device it's a UWP app, I can leverage my existing skills, is a lot of times when we go into places, they're manufacturing, they're banking, they're healthcare, they've got lots of things that communicate. They're on using PLCs and SCADA systems, and there's lots of ways to interface with them. So we actually don't have to write a lot of that code. That's all there for us. We need to get the data to the cloud.
Got it.
And the two main things that you want to do in the cloud is you want to collect data,
mm-hmm.
and then you want to analyze it some way. So you're writing your code, you're doing the communications, you're doing all that securely, and then you want to analyze it somehow.
And that's kind of the power of the cloud, right? Because when you're looking at these IoT devices or Windows 10 IoT core,
yep.
These things don't have monster processing units. They don't have monster memory. But who cares?
No.
Make the cloud do it.
Can it make a tiny piece of JSON or binary string or something? Let's just shove that through the pipeline, get it on the internet in a secure way, and we'll take it from there.
Awesome. Love the tech. So let's get back to the MS Dev Show.
Yes.
Final commentary. If you could pick the top three shows that you've done that you want people to go and watch. Right now, we'll put the links below.
All right. We have a NuGet show.
Okay.
That was recent. I'm just going to say the .NET Core one, because once again, that was a really fun one to listen to.
Sure.
And then I'm actually going to go back and pull one that's just a technology that I love, is Chocolaty with Rob Reynolds.
Oh, he's a good guy. I backed his Kickstarter.
Yeah. So the reason why I bring that one up is Windows 10 Anniversary Update just released. So in preparation for that, I wiped my Surface. But before I did that, I made sure my Chocolaty box starter script was up to date, and then when I wiped it, installed the new bits, everything was great. I just ran that, and 45 minutes later, I had my dev environment all back right where I needed it.
And can I add about Chocolaty? We recently got an email from Chocolaty about some Floss software that was like FLOSS software that had some bad juju in there. They were very prompt. They emailed. They said, here, these might be affected. And it has nothing to do with Chocolaty. It's literally the install binaries that they were.
And the binaries that they were hosting had something off about them. And they just said, hey, don't trust these.
And we're going to unlist them. And so that was, to me, very comforting as well. Well, thanks so much, my friend. Can you give us some links of where they can find stuff about you and your show?
Yeah, you can find the MS Dev Show at msdevshow.com. You can find me on Twitter at Carl Schweitzer. That's the best place. And between those, you'll find links to everything else that I do.
Awesome. And we'll make sure to put some of those here below. Thanks so much for spending some time with us.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for watching. And we're again at Wisconsin Dells, Wisconsin, at the Great Kalahari Resort for that conference. It's Channel 9. My name is Seth Juarez. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time. Take care. Yeah. Carl.